Got a really good question today, a relevant question from a Jiten Bharadwaj who lives in Kargar, and he says this: Krishna Bhakti has been activated in me for 2 years. Interesting expression. I'm 40 and I have a family, and I work for Microsoft India in sales. The challenge I face is that to maintain my salary, I have to manifest positive aspirational thoughts towards attracting material energy. I can align my work in such a way that I contribute some part of my earnings towards building the ISKCON Kargar temple. However, Krishna consciousness does subdue Rajas Bhav, and I find it very conflicting to aspire for material energy, but also to follow Krishna consciousness. What is your advice to achieve a balance? I mentioned that this is a practical and question, because it's very common. I get it a lot when speaking with our own patrons here in Hungary. Very often when people become Krishna conscious, they come first to Krishna consciousness and say, oh, all this work is Maya, I'm not going to work out, it's all a materialistic world, and it's so difficult, I'm just going to take it easy and let Krishna take care of me. But we usually give them contrary advice. It's a fact that our direction or our purpose is to come to the platform of goodness and from there to transcendence. And we want to overcome Raja, Kama, Star, Lahu, Abha, Cheta, Itarnavitam, Sita, Sattva, Siddhati. We want to become situated in goodness. We want to overcome these lower modes. However, overcoming the lower modes, being in the mode of goodness, isn't an excuse for being lazy and for not working. Sometimes devotees misconstrue this concept that a Brahmin is lazy and intelligent in the sense that he doesn't do anything. No, he's lazy in the sense that his motivation for service is to advance in Krishna consciousness. He's lazy from the perspective of being a materialistic achiever, but he can't be lazy. Can a Brahmin be lazy in terms of making advancement in Krishna consciousness? So you can't be a lazy person. Laziness means tamagun, not sattvagun. So he's very active. He's active in becoming Krishna consciousness, but he's not so active in terms of his personal maintenance. However, we do need to make our own personal maintenance. We do need to maintain ourselves. And in order to maintain ourselves, we need to work. But now, the motivation for the work should change. The motivation shouldn't be how I'm going to enjoy. The motivation is, yes, how I'm going to donate to the temple. The motivation is going to be how actually, by maintaining my family, and I need to do that in an aggressive workplace with real enthusiasm, by maintaining my family, I become Krishna conscious, they become Krishna conscious. That's not a small thing, that's an important thing. So the purpose changes. Often with devotees, I try to encourage them who are Krishna conscious enough, that they should make donating their service, their work. In other words, they should work in order to donate to spread Krishna consciousness movement. That's way their work becomes devotional service. When someone's working primarily with the idea of maintaining themselves, and if there's some balance giving to Krishna, that's also good. But it's only to the proportion that you're giving does your work become service. The rest of it is just work as before. So we need to change the motivation for which we're working. And when these motivations are, as I mentioned, then one should still continue to work hard. One should still continue to be Hungarian Szolgálom, Lashvantkun, should still be a hard worker. He should not be a lazy person. He should not be a non-achiever. Yes, we should continue to be achievers. There's no harm in that. And ultimately, that was the whole theme of Bhagavad Gita, isn't it? So Arjuna's idea, Arjuna's misconception is, I'm going to retire to the forest. Being spiritual and Krishna conscious means that you fight. You're looking for the easy way out. But Krishna said, no, that's not what you should do. What you should do is don't fight in order to enjoy the kingdom. Don't fight out of vengeance. Just fight to please me. Just fight because my desire is that Yudhisthira reign the kingdom, because that will be good for the people. Whereas Duryodhan being on the throne is not good for the people. So he wasn't in any way saying that, you can't get any more motivated, and you don't have to maintain. There's no work in which you have to really be more highly motivated to win. Otherwise, as soon as you don't win, you're dead. So it's not a matter of, well, I lost a little money. When you're a Kshatriya, either you win or you die. So you have to be very, very highly motivated. Krishna didn't try to discourage Arjuna from his motivation whatsoever. He wanted him to stay motivated. But his motivation was to please Krishna. And in order to please Krishna, you got to be Krishna conscious. So that's really the bottom line, is that people can get inspired left, right, and center about these type of ideals. But unless they're Krishna conscious, they're not going to want to make donating and pleasing Krishna their main goal in life. They're going to be drawn to materialistic ideals. That's why maintaining a standard of Krishna consciousness in our lives is so important. So I hope that that helps. Probably one last point that I'd like to add, and that you've heard from me before, is that where you really have to sort of review, with the help of senior Vaishnavas, the commitment and extent to which one's absorbed in their work, is when you don't have time for Krishna consciousness. When you don't have time to chant Hare Krishna, when you don't have time for your family, when you don't have time for any of these things, then it may be that one needs to sort of revisit and review what it is that one's doing, because ultimately one may be a slave of work with no spiritual, moral, family benefit. And ultimately it could be a really destructive or self-destructive path. So anyway, thank you to Jiten Bharadwaj, and I hope that helps.